KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Pacific Coast League baseball action from Friday, it was Memphis defeating the Iowa Cubs 8-2. Nashville was a 5-2 winner over the Omaha Storm Chasers. Those same teams will be in action again tonight and on Sunday. Tonight's action begins at 6:35 for the Cubs, Iowa Cubs, and at 7:05 for the Omaha Storm Chasers. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals have regained sole possession of the NL Central lead after receiving plenty of help from the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Bucks scored twice in the bottom of the ninth to pull out a 3-2 win over the Chicago Cubs. Brandon Kinsler walked pinch hitter Cole Tucker with the bases loaded before Kevin Newman ended it with a single. Tony Kemp's two-run triple in the eighth inning put the Cubs ahead 2-1, but Chicago lost for the 17th time in its last 25 road games to fall a game behind the division-leading Redbirds. In Cincinnati, meanwhile, Dexter Fowler hit a three-run homer and drove in four runs as the Cards blasted the Reds 13-4. Paul DeJong and Paul Goldschmidt added two-run shots, and Colton Wong was 4-for-5 with a solo blast for the Cardinals. Adam Wainwright improved to 4-1 over his last seven starts, giving up four runs and eight hits over 6 2/3 innings. Those teams will be in action again this evening here on KJAN. We'll get the pregame underway for you at 5:15 with 6:10 the first pitch, the Cardinals and Cincinnati. Elsewhere on the Major League Diamonds, Cody Bellinger belted his NL-leading 41st home run, and the Dodgers added three more round-trippers to turn a 3-1 deficit into an 8-3 win over the Braves. Will Smith also homered for the NL West leaders. The Nationals picked up a 2-1 win over the Brewers on Anthony Rendon's RBI double in the eighth inning. Rendon also doubled home the first run in Washington's fifth consecutive win. The Nats pulled within 4.5 games of the NL East-leading Braves and dropped Milwaukee 2.5 games behind the NL Central leading Cardinals. Bryce Harper smacked a three-run homer in the sixth inning to put the Phillies in control in an 8-4 victory over the Padres. The Royals were 4-1 winners over the Mets behind Mike Montgomery, who held New York to an unearned run and four hits over six innings. Mabry's Villarreal and Nicky Lopez provided doubles, RBI doubles in the fifth off of Noah Snidergaard to put Kansas City ahead. Snidergaard allowed just the two runs on five hits with six strikeouts as the Mets fell for the fourth time in five games since a 15-1 stretch. Mike Yastrzemski's third homer of the night was a tie-breaking solo blast in the 11th inning of the Giants' 10-9 victory at Arizona. The Rockies blanketed the Marlins 3-0 as John Gray scattered five hits while striking out seven over eight innings. Max Kepler and Jonathan Scope slammed two-run home runs to push the Twins past the Rangers 4-3. The Twins set major leagues lead the major leagues with 238 homers and are on pace to break the biggest big league record of 267 set last season by the Yankees. More importantly, though, Minnesota expanded its lead in the AL Central to 1.5 games over Cleveland. Aaron Judge broke out of his slump with two hits and two runs scored as the Yankees topped the Indians by a score of 3-2. Masahiro Tanaka held Cleveland to two runs and four hits over 6 1/3 innings one night after the Indians rolled to a 19-5 romp over New York. Andrew Benedetti and Mitch Moreland each hit RBI triples in the fourth inning to put the Red Sox ahead to stay in a 9-1 thumping of the Orioles. Houston's lead in the AL West is down to 7.5 games over Oakland after Robbie Grossman singled home the winning run with two out in the 13th inning to give the Athletics a 3-2 victory over the Astros. Elsewhere in baseball, Daniel Norris, Drew Verhagen, and Joe Jimenez combined on a five-hitter as the Tigers beat Charlie Morton and the Rays 2-0. Lucas Giolito struck out 11 and allowed two-run hits and three hits over six innings to pitch the White Sox past the Angels 7-2. And the Blue Jays won for the fifth time in seven games as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Randall Grichuk each hit back-to-back home runs in the third inning of a 7-3 verdict over the Mariners. In baseball news, Addison Russell is back in the majors after being recalled by the Cubs from AAA Iowa for the second time this season. The infielder was suspended for 40 games last September for violating Major League Baseball's domestic abuse policy. He was with the Cubs from May 8th through July 24th this season before being sent to the minors. The Cubs also activated right-hand reliever Brandon Kinsler and optioned outfielder Albert Almora Jr. and right-hander James Norwood to Iowa. In other baseball news, Padres manager Andy Green says rookie phenom Fernando Tatis Jr. is most likely done for the season because of a back injury. The 20-year-old shortstop is batting .317 with 13 doubles, 22 homers, and 53 RBIs in 84 games. Green said Tatis Jr. will be reevaluated in 3 weeks. San Diego second baseman Ian Kinsler has a season-ending neck injury. Green said that Kinsler has a herniated disc and was weighing whether to have surgery. The 37-year-old Kinsler is hitting .217 with 12 doubles, 9 homers, and 22 RBIs in 87 games. The Braves have signed Adeniyi Echevarria to fill a void at a shortstop, with Dansby Swanson still injured and Johan Camargo heading to AAA Gwinnett. A 30-year-old Echevarria is tonight's lineup against the Dodgers after joining his sixth team in 3 years. He was released by the Mets this week after hitting .204 with 5 homers and 18 RBIs in 142 at-bats. Longtime Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman will become the first inductee into the team's Hall of Fame who is not a player, manager, or general manager. The franchise will honor Brenneman in April when he'll be the sole inductee. And the federal appeals court has expanded a lawsuit by minor league baseball players alleging they are being paid less than minimum wage. Players sued major league teams in February of 2014, claiming most earn less than $7,500 annually in violation of several laws. In NFL news, the NFL has conditionally reinstated New England Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon, who can rejoin the team for meetings and workouts on Sunday. However, Gordon is barred from next Thursday's game because of a lack of sufficient conditioning and practice time. He had been suspended indefinitely since last December for violation of the league's substance abuse policy. Gordon has been suspended several times by the NFL for violations of its drug policy since being drafted by the Cleveland Browns in 2012, and he missed the entire 2015 and 2016 seasons. Chargers safety Derwin James will likely miss the start of the regular season because of a foot injury. The All-Star pro safety suffered a stress fracture in the fifth metatarsal of his right foot during Thursday's practices with the Saints. He was wearing a walking boot as practice started on Friday. Bobby Wagner was back in pads and on the practice field for the Seahawks Friday, although it remains unclear whether the All-Pro linebacker will see any action during the preseason. Wagner missed most of the past 2 weeks following a minor procedure on his knee. He took part in Seattle's mock game on August 3rd before becoming a spectator. And finally, in NFL news, a person familiar with the situation said Jets linebacker Avery Williamson will miss the upcoming season after tearing the ACL in his right knee during Thursday's preseason win over the Falcons. Williamson led the team with 159 total tackles in his first year in New York after signing in 2018 as a free agent following 4 seasons in Tennessee. And in the NBA, Alibaba Group co-founder Joe Tsai has agreed to buy the remaining 51% of the Brooklyn Nets and Barclays Center from Mikhail Prokhorov in deals that the two people with knowledge of the details say are worth $3.4 billion. The sources say that Tsai's paying about $2.35 billion for the Nets, which is a record for a U.S. pro sports franchise. He also is spending nearly $1 billion in a separate transaction for the arena. Tsai already had purchased a 49% stake in the team in 2018, with the option to become controlling owner in 4 years. That's a look at sports, brought to you on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.